tuned into America's Positive Radio Talk Show, celebrating 23 years on the air. David Essel in the box with you. Welcome aboard, gang. So nice to have you. If you have friends or family members that are into positive radio or need a motivational lift, make sure you let them know that we are on the air for them as well. Our text number, our 800 number is down tonight. It's going to be up next week. Our text number, 941-266-7676. Tons of texts just keep flying in. 941-266-7676. Of course, we are all positive talk all the time. And for 23 years, we've been doing that. Proud to be part of the iHeart Premier Clear Channel Radio Network. Every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. And the archives of every show for years and years and years are at TalkDavid.com. So if you want to be inspired 24-7, 365, we have people, and I don't know how you do it with technology, but we have people that listen to the shows like 7 days a week. So many commuters that either commute via bike or subway in New York that they listen to the shows. Like they'll take 2 or 3 weeks of shows, weekends of shows, 3 hours each time and just load them up, I guess, and then go away for the week. And they listen to it all. Isn't that cool? Love it. While they're running, while they're cycling. Gotta love it. In just a couple minutes, we've got Lindy Lauren coming up, a top model, California and Hawaii. We're going to find out how she got into the whole world of modeling. She's got a lingerie business. She's an activist with both the No Hate ad campaign, the Humane Society, and so much more. And when people say, you know, I wonder how that girl got into modeling, and I wonder how she got on those posters and calendars. Well, we're going to find out as Lindy Lauren is joining us, based in Hawaii, California, and other parts of the United States as well. Hey, Lindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, David. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How did it all begin? Where did all this modeling start?
You know what? I was just really bored one day. No, seriously. A long time ago, and I just didn't think I had it in me to go follow the path with the rest of the world, so I just kind of did my own thing, and that's kind of how I do life, is I just go do my own thing, and here I am.
Is there a model campaign or a model site or a spot or people that you worked with, which you would say would be the top two or three gigs that you did over the years, things that you're most proud of, things you had most fun with?
Oh, gosh, I have worked with so many people over the years. I mean, probably the most thing I'm most proud of is being an ambassador for the Humane Society, because as everyone follows me on Facebook, they've all seen my posts of the little critters and my deer and all that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
I love the animals, so that is probably the one thing that I'm most proud of. I've been doing this for so many years now and so many covers, and I would just have to say that my most proud moment would be the No Hate ad campaign that I did in California, and the critters. You know, it's nice to get a cover every now and then, but covers come and go. People forget that you're on the cover. They're like, they don't forget when you go and rescue 10 dogs, and obviously not all at once, but my dog Hannah is my 10th rescue, and she is just the sweetest little girl ever.
What's the No Hate ad campaign? Tell us about that. That was in California?
Yeah, that was basically gay rights. And I got a lot of flack from that because a lot of people were like, boy, you know, you're going to ruin your career if you go out and lobby for the gay rights and people like that. But I have a lot of family members and people that I know personally that have had issues with being gay, and it's hard for them. You know, they don't have the rights like the rest of us do. They can't get married, and they can't get insurance. And, you know, when their spouse dies that they've been with for 60 years, they're pretty much out in the cold. That's not fair.
Right.
They should have the rights as the rest of us. And that is something that I've gotten a lot of flack for over the years, but I went against the grain and did what I wanted, because that's always what I do. I always do what I want. That makes sense to me. It may not make sense to the world, but it does make sense to me.
Is this campaign still ongoing, the No Hate campaign?
Oh, yeah. A lot of celebrities have done it over the years. Drew Barrymore, Cammy Diaz, me, just countless. And if you go to the No Hate ad campaign with Berkus, you will see all of us doing this ad campaign.
So. The awareness that mm-hmm. a campaign like that brings about, I know you said you got some negativity for it. What was the positive side of it that you received from being involved with this campaign?
I think a lot of people that just don't have a voice, you know, now they see somebody out there fighting for them and they don't know how to have a voice because they're not in the limelight like I am or like the rest of us are. And just the fact that we're out there fighting for them makes them feel happy and just another reason to get up in the morning.
Yeah. The following that with the Humane Society, when did you get involved with them?
I've been an ambassador for the Humane Society for, gosh, about 15 years now. And like I said, I've rescued 10 dogs over the years, and I'm just a huge advocate for critters. I don't believe that just because an animal has, you know, it's like a human being. If you don't have two legs, we don't just shoot you, you know.
Right.
If you don't have a family, we don't just put you down, you know. There are people out there that are fighting for you.
Right. So. That's so good. Oh, my God. Well, Lindy, I have, you know what, I am such a huge fan of rescues. I have my second rescue right now. And he is, the first dog I rescued was a greyhound off of the racing track.
Oh, good.
Yeah, which is, and she was, I had her for 10 years. She was an amazing angel. Her name was Kona. And speaking of Hawaii, I named her after the Kona Island because that stands for strong prevailing winds. That's what
that
Kona means.
Right?
And she ran like the wind. She was so, I would take her out to the beach, Lindy, and let her run, and it was freaking amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And then
really,
the little go ahead.
I really think that the animals that are rescued, they know they've been rescued. They know that they're getting a second chance. And when I was a young girl, I had a purebred West Highland White Terrier. And even though Hildy was like the eye of my life and I loved her, she hated everybody else in the family and all my friends. She was just kind of rude to them. But
right.
all the rescues I've had have been just outstanding companions.
Yes.
I mean, they get it.
Yes. Yeah, and the little guy I have right now, he's a miniature greyhound, an Italian greyhound, and I've had him for a year now, and he's 7 and just a delight, an amazing delight. I'm so glad that you're involved at that level with the Humane Society. That is so cool.
Well, I did a surfboard line called Hawaiian Surf Candy by Lindy Lauren years ago, and just thought it'd be kind of fitting for me, being from Hawaii and all, to have my image on a surfboard, and general public can obviously buy these boards, or, you know, they get to pick one of 8 figurines of me and put it on the board. And
okay.
the first board that I ever have is still hanging in my house. But the second board I actually auctioned off for the Humane Society. And it was a real funny story here. An Australian and a Hawaiian were just bidding back and forth on this board. And I really was rooting for the Hawaiian because, you know, that's where I live. And
right.
finally, he ended up getting the board. And he came up to me afterwards and he said, you know, my granddaughter is going to be so excited to have this board. And I saw her on the beach one day with the board, and she said that every time she takes that board out, everybody just flocks around her. And where'd you get that? How'd you do this?
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, she said, you know, my grandfather went to the auction and got this board. And, you know, so I was really happy that all the proceeds went to the animals.
Absolutely. Lindy, I'm going to ask you to hang in there. We're talking to Lindy Lauren, a spokesmodel for House of Amore. She has a lingerie line. She just talked about the surfboard line that she has. She does a lot of wonderful things as an activist as well. We're going to come back with Lindy right after this break. LindyLauren.com. Check it out. LindyLauren.com. She's also on Facebook. Wonderful work doing as an activist as well as all the other stuff in business. We're going to talk to her when we come back about her lingerie line, how it got started, how you can check it out, and more information with Lindy Lauren coming up after this break. You're tuned into America's Positive Radio Talk Show. All of these shows are archived at talkdavid.com. As of 9 p.m. Eastern tonight, you can go check it out, friends and family that may have missed the live show here on iHeart. I'm David Essel. Stay right there. is upon us, and it's time. Time to start living the life you've always dreamed of. I'm David Essel, XM radio host and author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus, and it's free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Need toner? The Toner Kings sells all leading brands of toner cartridges to hundreds of businesses across the country and Fortune 500 companies like Lockheed Martin, American Red Cross, and Excellus Blue Cross, just to name a few. Just head online to thetonerkings.com. Order toner and save up to 60% off dealer pricing with their 100% guarantee. You can try a new cost-effective toner solution with no risk. Visit thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com.
When I began working with David Essel, I was a single mom, completely disempowered and living in fear.
Clients who have worked one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel are learning how to change their lives.
And now, just 1 year later, I am the executive director of a nonprofit and really feeling my power in the world.
Their success has come from focus and accountability with David, and the same can happen for you. Life coaching programs start at under $200. So visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
Office machines and toner are a fact of life in every business. But if you're emptying your bank account to buy toner, it's time for a better solution. Keep more of your money with the Toner Kings. Just head online to thetonerkings.com, order toner, and save up to 60% off dealer prices. You'll find all the leading toner brands to fit your office machines. And you can trust thetonerkings.com. They supply toner for organizations like the American Red Cross, Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Lockheed Martin. And they've been a leading toner supplier for over 18 years. Thetonerkings.com offers a 100% guarantee on every product, so there's no risk in trying a new toner solution. And there's no waiting either. Shipping is fast and always free with the Toner Kings. Stop emptying your wallet to restock your toner supply. Get free shipping and save up to 60% off typical toner prices. It's that simple. So why not shop where the Fortune 500 companies get their toner? Only at thetonerkings.com. Visit thetonerkings.com today. That's thetonerkings.com.
Life is short, and it's getting shorter every day. Are you finished procrastinating over your biggest goals in life? Would you like to finally make a lot more money or lose that extra fat? It's time to stop talking about goals and actually achieve them. Master Life Coach David Essel can help you accomplish your biggest goals in life. Register today for any of David's life coaching plans at TalkDavid.com and get an extra session with David absolutely free. Visit TalkDavid.com today. Millions of women right now are needlessly suffering from dependencies to food, alcohol, smoking, and prescription medicines. These dependencies can age a woman's face by 10 years or more and destroy her chances of ever experiencing a deep, connective love relationship. Heal with Master Addiction Recovery Coach David Essel's one-on-one recovery program. Register today for any of David's life coaching plans at TalkDavid.com and get an extra session with David absolutely free. That's TalkDavid.com.
You're tuned in to David Essel Alive, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Ah, rocking the USA for the past 23 years every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. Proud to be part of the iHeart Radio Premier Clear Channel Network. Welcome aboard, gang. Text us 941-266-7676. Lindy, we got a text during the break asking a question directed at you. Does Lindy believe in no-kill shelters only?
Meaning what?
You know how like they have different shelters for animals, some where that animals will be kept for X amount of time depending on their age, and then they're put to death.
I believe that the animals should have as much chance as possible to be replaced into a proper situation and not put down yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, I love no-kill shelters. I mean, it's tough
too.
Because, you know, unless an animal is extremely sick, I mean, their whole philosophy is they just can't kill them as some other shelters do. Good question. Thank you very much for texting that in. I love it. Yeah. Hey, okay. Your line of lingerie. When did you start that?
Okay. Are we talking about the House of Amore lingerie line?
Yes.
I mean, I've got a ton of lines.
Which is the one that you want to talk about? Let's go there.
Oh, we can talk about them all. I got all night. Angel Wear, House of Amore. I started Angel Wear about, 2 years ago. And honestly, the reason why is a lot of the people have seen my photos and, you know what I look like. And they all know that girls like me aren't a size 2, and we can't fit in little size A bras. And I just got sick of having custom clothes, so I decided to make my own clothing line to fit me. And it just kind of took off from there, you know?
And where do people get the information on Angel Wear?
You can go to my website, lindyloren.com, and all the information is on my website. So.
Very
and
nice.
It's also on my Facebook, and you can. That's the one thing I got to say about Facebook. I love interacting with the fans. You know,
yes.
A lot of people have asked me over the years, why don't you have a fan page? But on fan pages, yeah, you collect fans, but you can't talk to them.
And right.
I get a huge kick out of talking to people. I'm kind of chatty.
Chatty Kathy Lindy.
That's true.
Hey, what's the challenges of running a lingerie line business, the surfboard business, the modeling? What are the challenges that come with all this? What people would think of as all fun work?
You know, I think the hardest thing is for me is I'm a perfectionist, and everything that goes out of my company is personally stamped by me. And if it's not perfect, it doesn't go back out, and we work it until it is perfect. I don't believe in putting out a product that's going to break in 2 weeks, and now the girl's disappointed or the man's disappointed because, you know, when you buy something, you want quality. And we've all been there. We've all had Christmas morning where Barbie's dream house does not go together, and you're looking at your dad going, what the heck?
Yeah, right. Right on.
That's a true story, by the way. I was
did
like,
your
it took
Barbie,
me 3 weeks
did,
to put Barbie's dream house together. I don't want it anymore.
Oh, my God. Your Barbie dream house wasn't ready on Christmas Day?
No. My dad had to put it together. It took him 3 weeks.
Hey, those things are a nightmare. Oh, my gosh. They are, yes.
I'm a very simple person. I don't do drama. I just, you know what? Take care of the ones you love. Take care of yourself. Everything else will fall into place.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, on a really serious note, not too long ago, your mom passed away, right?
Yeah, she did. I lost her December 14th and last year. And my birthday is December 15th, so let's not joke around it. She knew what she was doing.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
December 14th at 7:34 p.m. And I was sitting right next to her holding her hand, and her dog and her partner were on the other side of her. And it was a very hard moment, probably the hardest moment I've ever gone through. But I was very, very grateful before she did die. She had died of lung and brain cancer. And before she had actually gotten to a position to where she couldn't function anymore, she called me up when I was on set, and she said, I've got to talk to you. And I said, well, I'm kind of working here, Mom. Not great timing, but okay.
Right.
We stopped everything on set. They gave me a break, and I talked to her for about a half hour. And she had said the one thing that I think all of us want our parents' approval, and we always think that we don't meet our parents' approval and we've never, you know, we're not good enough for our parents. And she sat me down and she said, you know, there is nothing in this world you can't do. I have watched you from afar, and this is your year to do it and take off. And I'm going to keep that in my mind, and I'm going to make that happen. This is my year.
Yeah.
You know?
What was it like, if you would mind sharing, what was the experience of having someone that you loved, you're holding their hand, and them to pass? Can you share what it was like being in that situation?
Well, actually what happened was she wasn't willing to pass with me in the room.
Okay.
And she, I kept leaning over to her and saying, Mother, you've got to go, because she was struggling. She was having shortness of breath, and she wasn't conscious, but she was still in her body, and her body was still working. And I kept saying, Mother, you have to go. We will be fine. You have to go. And she would, you know, grasp for air, and then she would kind of relax. And I just couldn't take it anymore. I had sat vigil for, gosh, probably about 9 hours, and I kind of needed a potty break.
Yeah, right. Wow.
You know, I was afraid to leave the room because I didn't want to miss anything. And
right.
I think for the people who are listening tonight, don't be afraid to leave that room, because the person that you love, they're more with you after they die than they ever will be during life. I see my mother every day, and I talk to her constantly, and she's the one that gives me the strength to keep going. So back to your question, I went out, and I came back, and my mom's partner was in the room, and she just looked at me, and I knew. And I went over and talked to Mother, and that was that. And like I just said, I'm more grateful for the experiences I have with my mother now than I did when she was alive. Because I know she's with me now.
Yeah. You know, Lindy, we're going to go to another quick break. When we come back, I have a couple final questions. And I want to stay on this topic, if you're cool with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, this is so beautiful. Many of us listening today, we have not yet lost a mom or a dad. Many of us have lost moms or dads. And I just always find it, I think it's crucial conversation that we're not afraid to talk about death.
I agree.
That, you know,
it's
we're not afraid to
therapy,
talk about
it. Do you know?
Yes.
It is.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when we come back, we're talking to Lindy Lauren, lindylauren.com. If you want to find out more about her, her line of lingerie, on Angel Wear, everything is at Lindy Lauren, and that's Lindy with an I, lindylauren.com. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Lindy. She had made some very cool comments about how she feels her every day. She feels her mom, who passed in December, every day. She sees her. I'm going to have Lindy go into more of an explanation of what it means to be able to feel someone who has passed on a daily basis. What it means to be able to see someone who has passed on a daily basis that you loved so much while they are here, and how she's having such a powerful impact on Lindy's life, even though she's on the other side. So many questions like this to come. Hey, listen, all of this is going to be archived at TalkDavid.com. Tonight, I'm David Essel. Stay there.
Don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now.
Yeah. You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Oh, motivational information every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. So glad that you have chosen to share your time with us. If you have friends that are looking for a motivational lift, don't forget that as of about 30 minutes from now, 9 o'clock Eastern time, all of our shows will be archived, including the one I have going on right now, the interview with Lindy Lauren, a top model, lingerie, a lingerie line creator, as well as an activist with the No Hate ad campaign for gay rights and the Humane Society as well. You can find out more about her at lindylauren.com. But you can also, for friends of yours that may want to listen to her sharing her information on her work as a model, a businesswoman, and now we've been talking about the passing of her mom, you can let them know that this interview will be up at 9 p.m. Eastern time at talkdavid.com. Hey, before I go to my questions, Lindy, we got a text in from Patricia who says, Lindy, do you believe you will see your mom in heaven?
I do. Mm. Yep. It's not going to take much for me to get my wings.
Tell me what that means.
Hey, if you live a good life and a positive person and you don't let life get you down, you can do anything you want. I mean, I'm a simple girl from Michigan who just got lucky with life, and I don't let things bring me down and hold me back. When I have a bad day, I push forward harder. You know, you just got to live the dream and go. Don't ever let anybody tell you you can't do something. I mean, people laughed at me when I said, oh, I'm going to become a top model. And, you know, people like to throw around the world supermodel and stuff like that. But I don't consider myself any of those labels. I consider me a girl that has just worked her tail off and believes in herself. And I think the rest of us need to believe in ourselves, too.
Amen. You know, Lindy, everything that you just said in the last 30 seconds is basically the philosophy of our show and our work as well.
Mm-hmm. That's 100%. One of the reasons why I was so happy when you reached out to me to do your show. I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. And you know, looking at your work, and it was an easy decision from my perspective, looking at your work and not even knowing that we were going to go into the direction with your mom, the spiritual direction, which I love. But I knew that we'd connect and we'd have a great interview. And I think that that was a – if you want to text us, ladies and gentlemen, Patricia's text was great. Do you think that you'll see your mom in heaven? Asking Lindy that. Text us at 941-266-7676. 941-266-7676. Before the break, Lindy, I had referenced this question I'm going to ask you right now. Explain to our listeners what you mean when you say that you see your mom daily after she's passed.
Well, I think a lot of people think that they expect to see ghostly images and you know, weird things going on in your life. And like I had said earlier in the interview, Mother had said that this is my time to shine and nothing can hold me back. And I really believe that she's the driving force behind all of this right now. You know, I've always been a very strong person and a very strong personality. Recently was told I'm quite intimidating, which, you know, for the rest of you, I don't get that. Because I am one of the most loving people I know. I will do anything. But, you know, maybe people consider me intimidating because I am so successful. But you know what? I think we're all successful. We just don't know how to tap into it.
Amen to that.
You know?
Yes. Yeah,
so
I agree
100%. Never give up on yourselves because you're worth it.
Here's a text in from Tom. Lindy, how do you communicate with your mom daily?
I just talk to her. You know, I don't know if she's actually physically in the room with me. Obviously I'm not seeing ghostly images or anything like that, but it's kind of like, you know, I'll wake up in the morning and be like, well, this is what I'm doing today, and, you know, lights aren't flicking on and off.
Right.
Like, I think it's more for peace of mind for myself to know that she's there. When I was a younger child, a lot of people know this, that she was not a cuddly mother, and she wasn't always there with cookies and hugs. And I kind of had to invent my own world, and I think that's why I became a model, because I'm so good at inventing and reinventing myself, because Mother wasn't there with those hugs and kisses. I had to create that on my own, but she is there now. And she is definitely listening tonight, I'm sure. And she's probably yelling at me right now.
Hey, here's an interesting text, a question from Marilyn.
Okay.
Did you have to forgive your mom for any reason before or after she passed?
You know what? I don't believe in forgiveness. We all make mistakes. We're human. You know, it's part of life. If you don't learn from the mistakes that you've made, you're not going to be a successful person in life. to be a normal human being. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Go right ahead. Keep going.
I think that a lot of us come down on ourselves and it's like, oh, you know, we didn't do this today. We could have done that harder. We could have done that. Y'all need to forget that and just go have a good day. You know, there's some stuff going on in my life right now that isn't perfect, but I'm not going to let it hold me back. It's just going to make me go further and stronger. And
right.
We all have that drive in us.
Yeah, it's tapping into it. You're
exactly.
100% correct. It's tapping into that drive. Final question. What is up next for Lindy Lohren? We have the Angel Wear lingerie line. What's coming up in the near future? Do you know yet?
Right now, because of Mother, I'm just kind of regrouping and taking some time off. You know, I've worked real hard over the years. I've got over 40 covers to my name, and I've done the Angel Wear and House of Amori and the perfume and the Hawaiian beach candy and all my clothing lines. I'm just going to take some time for me right now and see what happens. I've never been a person that plans things. I just let it unfold, you know?
Right. Right on. Yeah.
Whatever happens,
faith.
Happens. That way you don't get depressed.
That's right. And you live in faith, don't you, honey?
Yeah, you have to. You know, you have to have something out there that we can all believe in, whether it's a spiritual God or, whatever it is that that person may connect with. It's whatever makes you happy. So, you know, I just can't agree more that you just got to be you and not what society tells you to be.
I agree 1,000%. If you'd like more information on Lindy Lohren and her clothing line, her lingerie lines, her surfboard line, everything that you could imagine is at lindylohren.com. Lindy with an I, lindylohren.com. Lindy, it was wonderful having you a part of the show. Thanks for sharing, especially the intimate information with your mom as well. That was beautiful.
Well, thank you. And I have one last thing to say tonight. I am in South Dakota, as many of you know. And our Rapid City Rush boys have made it to the finals for hockey. So I want to hear all my Rapid City people out there tonight with me in the arena cheering our boys on. Go Rush.
Right on. Go Rush. Have a blast, Lindy.
All right. Thanks again, David.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget, every interview that we do for the past multiple years is at talkdavid.com. If you want to tap into this interview with Lindy Lohren or any of the guests that we've had tonight, please feel free to. Our text number, if you want to text us questions, we've got a bunch to go through right now before the end of the show. Text us at 941-266-7676, 941-266-7676. 7676. We have a text coming in. If I could explain the Sedona method for addiction recovery, not just love. When we come back from the break, I'll do that. And then someone wants to open a part-time business with a loan from a friend. And we'll talk about that as well. Again, the text number, 941-266-7676. All of the archive shows are at talkdavid.com. Right after this break, Mr. Positive is coming back with more information to lift your life. That's right. I'm David Essel. Stay right there. In life, just not happy with your body, income, or love life? I'm David Essel, XM radio host and author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus, and it's free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Office machines and toner are a fact of life in every business. But why pay high dealer prices for your toner cartridges? Call the Toner Kings. They sell all toner cartridges for up to 60% less. The Toner Kings have been in business for over 18 years, and they offer free shipping and a 100% quality guarantee on every purchase. So head online to thetonerkings.com. That's thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com.
I think the cool thing about David Essel's way of teaching, really, is the way he asked the right questions and then had me do the homework to write down the answers to those questions.
Clients who have worked one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel are creating the life they've always wanted.
So happy to say that next month will be 4 years sober, and I owe a lot of that to David Essel's help and friendship through the process.
Their success has come from focus and accountability with David, and the same can happen for you. Life coaching programs start at under $200, so visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
Creating a daily focus on your spiritual path ultimately brings us to peace of mind, an amazing gift we get to give ourselves every day. I'm David Essel, author and master life coach. If you desire that inner peace, contact me now at TalkDavid.com. Let's work together to create a plan to help you get the peace you deserve. If you're serious about life change, we want to work with you. Contact me at TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com. It's time for change, and I can help you get there at TalkDavid.com.
Is your relationship operating at its highest potential, or is it faltering and you see yourselves drifting farther and farther apart? Or are you single right now, trying to figure out what went wrong in the past so you can finally find and keep deep love? Let Master Life Coach David Essel help you resurrect or save your current relationship, or help prepare you to find the love you desire today. Visit TalkDavid.com to read the testimonials about David's work. Love is the answer. Let today be the day. Visit TalkDavid.com.
Do you often feel like you've hit a dead end in life? Like no matter what you do, the challenges just keep coming back over and over again? Well, maybe it's time you read the inspirational book, Rockstar, Finding God's Purpose for Your Life. Rockstar, David Essel's sixth top-selling book, is a powerful parable that will give you the inspirational tools and strength needed to finally bring your life to a whole new level. Order Rockstar by David Essel for only $7.95 at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. The powerful book, offering a positive lift in our ever-challenging world.
What do you really want out of life? What would make you really happy? I'm David Essel, author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, yours at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. Yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Nah, what a great show today. Starting out with Janet Pfeiffer, The Secret Side of Anger, going to Meryl Scott, Bad to the Bone. And then with Lindy Lohan talking about her world of modeling, lingerie, and then the passing of her mom and the communication with her mom that is still ongoing, which I loved. All of this is available at Archives. On TalkDavid.com. Just visit TalkDavid.com. This is great. It's about a business loan. I love this question. I want to open a part-time business, and a friend will loan me $10,000 at 12% interest. Is that kind of high? He trusts me and did not ask for collateral. Oh, my gosh. Go for it. Seriously. Okay, but let me before I continue to jump on the go for it, number one, check with your bank and see. I don't know what your credit's like. I don't know what kind of collateral you have. I would check with your bank first and see what a $10,000 loan is at. If you can get it at 6% or 8% or 10%, you may consider that, number one. You know, lots of people will jump on their credit card to take a quick 10 grand out, but you have to remember that the average credit card interest rate is around 15%, sometimes up to 29%. So that would be an absolute mistake to take when you have it at 12%. The next question I think I would ask myself is, can you afford the timeline that your friend wants you to repay the $10,000? At 12% interest on a loan with no collateral is freaking awesome, by the way. But, you know, is there a timeline? Does he need it back by X amount of time? And what would that be? Now, listen to me. This is where it gets importantly tricky. Whatever the timeline is, whatever he says he wants it back, I want it back in 2 years or I want it back in 4 years or whatever it is, figure out the monthly payments plus interest. Figure out what the monthly payments are. Once you figure out what the monthly payments are, can you afford it? You know, because sometimes $10,000 at 12% may be a great deal, but if he needs it back in 6 months, it's not a great deal. If he needs it back in a year, you may not be able to afford $1,200 a month for a year in order to pay him back. See, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes things look so great, and then when you put it on paper and figure out the numbers, you go, oh my God, the most I could afford is $600 a month, and it would take 24 months or it would take 48 months to pay him back. Then you'll have to go back to him and say, can I do this amount, whatever that X amount is that you can afford, because it's going to take me 48 months to pay you back, or it's going to take me 36 months, right? Get realistic of what you can afford, and then if you can, go for it. Text us, 941-266-7676. This text came in about 15 minutes ago. You talked earlier tonight about using the Sedona method for relationships and arguing. Can you tell us how to use it for addiction? Absolutely. The Sedona method is wonderful. It slows us down. It gets us in the present moment. So if you have an anger issue, if you have constant fights with your partner, the Sedona method is wonderful. If you're struggling with a food addiction, alcohol, nicotine, prescription drugs, shopping, spending, whatever the addiction is, use the same three questions. And here they are. Let's just use alcohol. Okay, so you're trying to reduce alcohol, or you're trying to eliminate. We'll make it easy. Could I go out tonight and not drink? That'd be the first question. Could I? Could I go out tonight and not drink? The answer is always yes. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Would I go out tonight and not drink? Interesting. Now it's a would I. That's all up to you. Could I go somewhere and not drink? Would I go somewhere and not drink? And the last one is when to when. So I'll go out from 8 to midnight and not drink. And those are the three questions. Could I, would I, and when? And you can stand in a restaurant. You could be having dinner, and someone could offer you a drink, and you could run through and say, could I be without that drink? Yes. Would I be without that drink? Yes. When? Right now. You can use this in so many ways. I love the Sedona method. I love it. It's powerful, and it works. For addiction, whether it's nicotine, alcohol, food, you might be sitting around looking at this food. You might have, oh my gosh, you could have food in your refrigerator, a cake, cookies, something that is going to sabotage your diet. And you could say, could I release that need for sugar? Would I release the need for sugar? When? Got it? It's powerful. It works. Text us 941-266-7676, 941-266-7676. What does it take to become a certified life coach? Are online courses good? And when did you start your work as a life coach? Okay, first of all, we do not believe ever in online courses for life coach certification. Mark my words, it's the absolute worst thing in the world you can do. I'm not saying you can't get certified. Hell, you can get certified online to be a freaking neurosurgeon, I'm sure. But you don't want to take an online course for life coach certification ever. Never take an online course for life coach certification. And the reason is this, it's a person-to-person business. You can't learn how to do interpersonal activities, interviewing, question asking, exercise giving via the internet. You can't do it. It's just never, ever, ever, ever going to work. Like, could you take an online course on how to grow a perfect rose? Hell yes. But you can't take an online course to become a certified life coach, even though they're out there. Say no. absolutely say no to them. We created, in 1996, we started certifying people to become life coaches. 1996. I started as a life coach in 1990. Yes, I was one of the founding fathers of the life coach industry. Absolutely. In 1996, from 1996 till today, almost 20 years now, we have certified people. You can go to lifecoachuniverse.com to find out what we do, lifecoachuniverse.com. But we actually, 2 years ago, totally changed the way we certify people, and now we only certify people one-on-one. Everything is done one-on-one, and we switched it so that we can offer the most exquisite life coach training program that fits your needs entirely. That fits your needs entirely. So I'm a huge fan of life coach work. And when did I start? 1990. I think I mentioned to you I started in 1990. But check it out. We only do one-on-one at lifecoachuniverse.com. Oh, my gosh. There's so many we have to go through here. We've got a couple minutes left. Let me get to another text. This one came in late last night, as a matter of fact. San Francisco, Beverly in San Francisco, and she even said here, please read my name on the air if you get to my text. I started dating a man 3 months ago with several children who are in complete turmoil, ages 3 and 10. When does a new partner start to parent children? He has a horrendous relationship with his ex. When does a new partner just bail out because of all the constant drama? Oh, my God. Okay, so let me answer the first question. In a nutshell, don't start parenting until you know you are committed long-term to the relationship. So you've only been with them 3 months. Don't even go there. You know, if you've met the kids, that's fine. Become a friend, a confidant. I mean, they're 3 and 10, so I don't know how much of a confidant you can become to them, but you can become a friend. But just don't become a friend that gives them everything like a grandmother or a grandfather would, right? But don't ever start to parent a child until you know you're going to be there long term. Number one. Number two, you got to get the trust of the child, and that usually will take at least 6 months to gain the trust of a 3-year-old or a 10-year-old. It'll take at least 6 months if you see them on a regular basis. If you see them irregularly, it could take a year before you gain the trust of a child enough so to be able to start to parent them. Then the other question, when does a new partner just bail out because of all the constant drama? That's up to everyone individual. You know, everyone can only take so much. Some people have a lot of patience, and they can look at a 3-year-old or a 10-year-old who's having a lot of turmoil, maybe because of the way that they were raised. And you can say, you know what, that child is in extreme pain. They're torn between two parents. I'm going to have a lot of patience. And then there are other people that say, you know, this isn't for me. I have to bail right away. And that's why I'm saying, like, don't even think to start parenting a child until you know you're in the relationship for the long run. Don't even go there. You might create an attachment with the child that's painful when you leave. I think everyone should be in counseling. Oh, my gosh. I think you, the guy you're dating, possibly even the kid should be in counseling right now because you're saying that he has a horrendous relationship with his ex and there's complete turmoil in the children. So do a favor. You know, contact us. We work with families and relationships, adults, for 23, 25 years now. TalkDavid.com. Or at the very least, get yourself in counseling so that you can learn how to deal with the conflict, how to deal with the turmoil, as you call it, so you can be the best for your partner and for their children, okay? It's not an easy task. Being a step parent is not an easy task. Even if you don't get married, being in that position isn't easy, so take your time with it. Hey, listen, I am so glad you're with us. All of the archives of our show, always at talkdavid.com. Let your friends and family know. We've been here for 23 years. We've got information to help you. Be bold, be strong, be positive. See you next week. I'm David Essel.
The new year is upon us, and it's time. Time to start living the life you've always dreamed of. I'm David Essel, XM radio host and author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus, and it's free at TalkDavid.com.
You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, Positive Talk Radio equals David Essel Alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.